Hello, this is Germaine. Growing a garden produces vegetables to eat. The ground needs to be plowed, broken up, tilled. You need to sow good seed. The weeds must be pulled up and cast away. The plants need to be watered. Yes, it takes work, but there will be the harvest, the fruit of your labors, your reward. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. When a farmer sows wheat, he expects to harvest wheat. He will harvest wheat. He will not harvest rice. The harvest is much more than what is sown. Your life is like farming. What will your harvest be? We read in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. What does it mean, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption? Listen to Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the such. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Yes, these are the works of the flesh. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. If you live a life of adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, you will reap a crop of corruption. Your harvest will be corruption. The harvest will come. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. The harvest is greater than what is sown. If you sow a little evil, you will harvest much evil. If you sow to the wind, you will reap the whirlwind. Hosea chapter 8, verse 7. Yes, life is like a garden. You will reap what you sow. He who sows wild oats will reap a crop of wild oats. The fornicator gets venereal diseases. The drunkard destroys his own body with alcohol. Wrath and hatred produce much wrath and hatred against you. The murderer gets murdered. Then there is the day of judgment yet to come. What kind of garden is your life? What shall you reap? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. What does it mean to sow to the Spirit? Would you like to reap everlasting life? The good news is that you can have the forgiveness of your sins, the remission of your sins. Your burden of guilt can be taken away. Jesus the Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus Messiah rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The blood of Jesus the Messiah is the offering, the sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins, for the remission of our sins. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. How can you receive this great gift? You have heard this good news. You can believe. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Messiah, the Son of God. He is the only one who died for our sins. Then confess your faith in Jesus to be Messiah, Lord, the Son of God. The Holy Spirit is promised to those who believe, repent, and are baptized, immersed, in the name of Jesus Messiah for the forgiveness of sins. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Messiah, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. In your garden of life, you need the Holy Spirit. You need to sow to the Spirit. In your garden of life, the Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit will produce fruit in your garden of life. It is written in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. The Holy Spirit helps the Christian overcome the lusts of the flesh. The Holy Spirit bears fruit in the life of the Christian. The Holy Spirit can bear fruit in your garden of life if you will sow to the Spirit. Listen to Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Messiahs have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Do you want the Spirit to bear fruit in your life, in your garden of life? Do you want love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? Then sow to the Spirit. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. What does it mean to sow to the Spirit? It means to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, to let the Spirit bear fruit in your life, to allow the Spirit to lead you, to read the Word of God that was given through the Spirit, and to obey the Word of God. Doing good is sowing to the Spirit. Listen to the next verses, Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. We also need to sow the seed of the kingdom, the Word of God, to teach people the Word of God, the good news of Jesus the Messiah. God wants us to be His children, living fruitful lives. Listen to Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. How can you become a child of God? Turn to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Yes, through faith, your own faith in Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, you can be baptized, immersed into Jesus Messiah. Then you will have the forgiveness of your sins, and you can receive the Spirit of God. Then you can live a fruitful life, sow to the Spirit, and you will reap everlasting life. Harvest time is coming. Amen. If you would like a free New Testament, a free book about the evidences of God, or a free Bible correspondence course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. On the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Tenderly Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you? Should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death warnings coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Is calling, calling, oh sinner, come. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling.